Now, this week, there's been a lot of commentary about the radio breakup of the breakfast duo Carl Sanderlands and Jackie O. Henderson, which I'm happy to confess, none of which I read. But I was interested by the story of a TV doubled act in Western Australia, which has lasted more than 40 years.
I've changed. Why don't you? Switch to 7 at the new time of 6 for the best news you'll get all day.
Plus, the award-winning talents of Rick Arden.
The 7 team brings you all the news that matters every night at the new time of 6 o'clock.
Susanna Carr and Rich Arden are the world's longest-serving television news anchor duo. That was a trailer from the 1980s. And since then, they've read the news together at 7 News Perth more than 10,000 times. It's earned them a place in the Guinness Book of World Records, and I caught up with them yesterday afternoon and began by reflecting on how the television industry had changed.
It was a different world in so many ways. We've seen every technological advancement you can think of. I mean, we've gone from everything being shot on film, where it was cut and edited and flown in from overseas. I mean, there was no such thing as a live cross to London or anywhere. I mean, now that we can do a live cross with a mobile phone, it's fantastic. Those days you had to film everything, send it over here. News was always a day late. It wasn't immediate. The immediacy of the thing is what's developed over the years.
I often say that the best thing that happened to TV news was the ability to broadcast from anywhere in the world at any time of the day. And the worst thing that happened to TV news was the ability to broadcast from anywhere in the world at any time of the day. I mean, I have been watching your promo videos, Rick, from the mid-1980s. And it reminds me of watching that ABC show, The Newsreader. I mean, do you look back on that fictional account and think, wow, that's kind of how it was?
Well, yeah, in a way. I mean, dramatised and perhaps made different to reality.
And because we haven't had an affair.
No. Yeah, so it has changed. I think I looked about 15 when I was first on air. And it started by accident. I was a journalist of the morning newspaper, The West Australian over here. Got a job at Channel 7, the main newsreader got sick, and there I was, aged 19 by that stage, petrified, reading Monday to Friday news by myself.
What struck me, though, was you were very young, but you had this kind of rich baritone voice. You sort of had a kind of old voice in a young body.
Well, that's true, too, and I didn't know that till I applied for a job at Channel 7, and my then news director, my first one on TV, Jeff Paddock, said, "You've got a nice voice, young man. Come on in." And that surprised me. I didn't realise that people thought it was okay.
And Susanna, when you look back at those tapes from all those years ago, I mean, what strikes you?
Well, if I look even further back from Seven, and the early days of Seven are a bit like this too, I'm shocked as to how British I was in those days, because broadcasting was a lot more proper and Australian accents weren't so tolerated then. And we were really quite sort of prissy in a way, I suppose. We've relaxed into our own voices a lot more over the years, which is a good thing, because everything was sort of based on BBC pronunciations, BBC styles in those days. And without realising it, we were really being quite artificial. And I think it's been so nice just gradually over the years, just becoming more and more of yourselves.
Now, you both lived through what's often called the golden age of television news. There were big budgets, there were big expenses, there was lots of travel.
It was glorious in terms of news gathering. It still is, of course, but we really did. There were local productions, lots of live news shows.
In the Christopher Skase days, the money was flowing left, right and centre, and as we found out afterwards, it wasn't coming from the right places and it was owed to a lot of people. But at one stage, every presenter in the network was flown to the Gold Coast for a very lavish celebration, and we all flew up on a plane from Sydney, and someone joked and said, if Channel 9 wanted to take out the entire population of Channel 7 presenters, just take that one plane out of the sky. But we were just so indulged at that point. You know, people flew business class everywhere. It was not a long period, but it was a very indulgent period.
Do you get wistful for those days?
Well, obviously, things were a lot more generous in those days, and, you know, there weren't the budget cuts that there are now. But I think the production is a lot tighter these days, and everybody's a lot more involved. It seemed to be a little bit more distant. It was a little bit there was an artificiality about some of it, particularly those dealings with the eastern states and those sort of owners. These days it's a lot more everybody in together, everybody pulls together. I think because news is so, as you were saying about, you know, you can broadcast anywhere from any time, you can do it with a mobile phone, you can do anything. Everybody works together a lot more cohesively. And I think with Seven, I don't feel nostalgic for the way Seven used to be, because Seven used to be a network very loosely, but Perth was on the outer. Perth is very much front and centre and part of the network now.
We've recently seen this spectacular falling out here on the East Coast between the veteran breakfast radio hosts Carl and Jackie O. Millions of dollars evidently couldn't keep them together. How have you two managed to work so well together over 41 years? Give us some on-air marriage guidance, Susanna.
Well, it helps if you haven't got two extremely volatile personalities, and I think we're both quite calm, so there's a chill factor there that's good. I think neither of us has anything that's overly grating towards the other for the other person, and I think we just sort of slot together like a couple of jigsaw puzzles, really. I mean, some people find it quite dull, I think, because other partnerships that are on air can be a little bit more testy, and we're just not like that. It's never been like that, actually, has it, Rick?
No, not at all. And can I say, we both take our jobs and our professionalism very seriously. You know, we cover for each other at times. You know, if I don't notice something live on air, because there are so many camera angles and changes these days that you have to be really on your toes, we'll cover for each other. And the beauty of it is nobody notices, because we're there to cover for each other. We virtually know how each other thinks.
Now, the two of you have made the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest-serving television news anchor duo. And in the way that the modern media works, I guess you must think you stand a pretty good chance of keeping that record forever.
Every day we keep reading, and even if we only read for this year or whatever, it's over 40 years now. The previous record was about 32, I think. And nobody stays in jobs this long. I mean, who knows what free-to-air television is going to be like in a few years' time anyway. And yeah, whereas it used to be you stayed somewhere, you set your mark there, you got the credibility there, the longevity there, that is not the way the world works now.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for those Botswana Bush TV anchors to come out of...
we always wonder if there's someone from, like, Kazakhstan or someone who we've just not known about.
And you've got this lovely sort of international recognition recently. I came across your story, not in the Australian newspapers, but in the New York Times.
I know. That was such a buzz for us. It really was. And, I mean, admittedly, the female journalist who wrote the story, Katie, is fantastic. Katie actually did come from Perth, so she was aware of our story. She's lived in America for a long time now and is their media writer. But she came over and did the story, brought a cameraman with her. It was fantastic. We got a really nice little lineup, and it's amazing the number of people who've contacted me from America who've seen it. Interestingly enough, it's the New York Times, because the couple who had the record before us were from New York.
And I've been in contact with the one who just retired, Chuck Scarborough, and he is a lovely guy, and he also talks about going through the golden age of TV news presenting. But I know that this journalist from New York has just written the story for the New York Times, contacted him. He probably thought, those pesky Australians, they won't leave me alone.
He wasn't very happy about losing the record.
It sounds like the America's Cup of TV anchoring, Australia beating America. It has been fantastic to speak to you both. Thank you so much. Rick Arden and Susanna Carr, thanks for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you.
Susanna and Rick are the world's longest-serving television news anchor duo.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.